Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria and I'm the founder of The Mastery Project and Your Transformation Hub. And of course, this podcast, and if you've listened to any other episodes, you'll know I'm big on helping people find ways, alternatives, wise tools and wise choices to create a joyous life, a life full of fulfillment and also meaning, purpose and prosperity. So, what are we doing today? Well, this is episode 44, and it's 5 Wise Destiny Isn't What You Think. Now, a while back, I made an episode, I think it was episode 39, and it was all about fate. So, if you're quite interested in the mystical and the magical, and what destiny is and what fate is, then please check out the fate episode, because that's probably got a lot of answers to what you think about that topic. Today, number one, what is destiny? Well, a lot of people confuse destiny and fate simply because they consider destiny perhaps to have no choice and fate to have a choice, or vice versa. So it might sound a bit sort of pedantic, but for me, you know me, I'm a setup queen. I like to have a foundation, however expansive and flexible, to know where we're starting. So in my languaging and in the way I teach destiny, I personally believe that destiny is something that you choose, and it's something that grows because you water it with this wonderful thing called free will. So I don't personally believe that destiny is predestined, literally, or is, shall we say, all you're going to get, or the only way or the only path forward in your life. So if you don't do it, you're going to have lots of roadblocks. But I do believe that destiny is something that we can craft, and we can put that journey and all of the journeyings and the initiations into crafting the essential self, or the best version of yourself. So my number one today is that destiny is all about what you choose, and it isn't about something that's ready-made, sort of a ready-made reality that falls in your lap. And there aren't people, in my opinion, who have fortunate destinies any more than there are people who have strugglesome or sad destinies. I don't personally believe that our world is that limited or that polarized. So for me, destiny starts in your heart center, and it starts with your capacity to align. And you know, from if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you'll know that I'm quite a big fan of heart-mind alignment. What do I mean by that? Well, I personally believe if you want to build a path in your life where you will experience greater and greater degrees of the sense of your destiny, like feeling you're cutting it, feeling you're in connection with the meaning and purpose of what you're achieving, what you're creating and what you're experiencing, then you're going to need a heart-mind alignment to help fuel that and to help you enjoy what you're feeling and what you're experiencing and the purpose that you're creating. So heart and mind, your heart is the infinite connection point to the greater universe, all right? Now, some people would call it you're connected to all that is, you're connected to God, you're connecting to loving consciousness, you're connected to infinite, unending energy. Whatever way you perceive it, the heart is the contact point, all right? So if we want to say, come on down, energy, or we want to invoke our natural connection, our divine spark, if you will, then we will need to know how we feel. We will need to be connected in that heartfelt openness. Now, with the heart-mind alignment, I'm the first to say, hey, we live in a practical world. How are we going to bring cosmic sense and common sense together? Because we do need to have often, you know, practical results and form and experiences in our daily lives that are delivering the type of fulfillment and success that we want. So for me, the mind is the administrator, the chief administrator in the physical world, and the mind is there to help organize. It's there to consider time management. It's there to consider resources and to consider efficiency. So in the office of the mind, there is a part of us called ego that hangs out. And ego basically does like to have control, all right? But ego can't do what the heart does, all right? Because ego is only designed to manage form. So there is a degree of limitation to the skills of ego. So don't let ego con you and say, all you need is your mind. You can live out your life in your head. Well, you can, but I think you're going to miss a beautiful way and the possibility of building your destiny if you're not going to allow that combination. So number one, yes, you have a choice. Number two, if you want to build your destiny, you need your heart-mind alignment. You need the fuel and infinite interface of your heart, and you need to apply it. You need to experience it in the physical form too. So get those lists, get that practical application list running, and get on with what a destiny truly is. Alrighty. Okay, now number two, some people believe that you can get a glimpse in perhaps, you know, your future, or actually hints from your past about what your destiny truly is. But I'm here to say that you're building that destiny through the choices you make, but also you are building the understanding of what you are truly capable of. And that for me is the essence of your destiny, is unraveling, all right, the fears that you might have conditioned in you, the past life attachments that you might have, the aspects of your consciousness that have previously told you to fear destiny or told you to fear the greatness and your natural infinite state of being, and to be small and to dim down your life and to dumb down your abilities. So I didn't say it was all going to be plain sailing, all right? But number two is asking yourself about your greater vision, your greater sentience, connecting in. So if you do have glimpses of what you're truly capable of, that you actually acknowledge them, and you are potentially able then to feel them and to co-create with them, and to say, how does that feel? Is that in alignment with who I really want to become and what I want to achieve? So some people, obviously, they can go to practitioners and to ask the opinions of healers and people who are in alternative pursuits to say, hey, what do you think about destiny? Or what do you think my destiny is from, for example, my astrology chart or from my Chinese elemental combinations? And what I say to people is, all of that seeking and searching for yourself from your sacred, what I call your sacred footprint, looking at all the ways to understand yourself better, then all of that is going to help you glimpse your destiny, but no one is going to be able to create it for you. So it can be a lot more encouraging, shall we say, if you can feel that connectedness and go within with any of that particular information and take that inside of yourself and say, hey, does that resonate? Does that align with me? Do I feel that that is truthful? But it's not going to necessarily manifest in a logical sense for you, all right, in your life, because we know that all spiritual nature is part of that Fibonacci. It's part of that continual spiraling expansion, and it isn't linear. So basically, yes, you can get a lot of beautiful hints and information and glimpses and cosmic nudges to build your destiny, but you still have to choose it yourself. All right, so no one can borrow someone else's destiny. It is about us choosing to build it, to embrace it, and to sense it and to feel it. Okay, number three. Well, I think it is an incredibly magical time to be on the planet. Wow, yes, do we have a huge amount of questioning, uncertainty, upheaval, really, really big changes. Yes, we do. But that is actually one of the best things that's going to help people reach their destiny or walk the path of destiny. Why? Well, a lot of the old limited pathways in our consciousness as a collective, as a species, as humanity, those pathways are going to dissolve because there's going to be a lot more choice and there's going to be a lot less way following and a lot more way showing. Now, what I mean by that, well, people wanting and choosing consciously to harness their sacred connection to work with unlimited energy and to enjoy the process of spiritualizing the material and materializing the spiritual. So a sense of spiritual mastery. And we, I'm sure so many, millions of us have been working with this for many, many years, but also what's exciting is there's billions of us now waking up to the opportunities of what the destiny nature or walking a spiritual and conscious path in our lives can create. So this is the time that we're living in a paradigm shift, as I call it, and that paradigm shift is going to be moving into a lot more sense of destiny. But that sense of destiny is, of course, more a question in the sense of our expanding consciousness, our belief and having faith that we can embrace our greatness and that we can make the difference that we want to make in our unique and individual way. So the good news with this is that our planet, which I personally believe is not a big rock flying through space, but she is a divine entity. Probably that's a bit unfair in the sense of not very, a bit neutral. She's like a big mum, okay? She's your mum and she cares about every soul incarnate on the planet. And she's asking us all to get along together, to give up conflict, and to align with the cycles and the infinite connected energy and divine intelligence within ourselves and her being divinely intelligent and making the difference in our daily lives and returning to an alignment that's going to be beneficial for everyone. So Mother Earth is actually in it with us, all right? Other times of great paradigm shift in our world. It's been sort of the humanity waking up and doing it itself, and it's been the Earth waking up and doing it herself, but those two sectors haven't necessarily met. So in this case, we are definitely going to be meeting up with Mother Earth if we want to, and I think a lot more people are realizing the benefit of spending time with Mother Earth because she's neutral, she's unconditionally loving, and she's working to support us in all our steps and in building a destiny. Okay, so number four. Well, if you want to build your destiny, then you're definitely on a spiritual path wanting to find the best version of yourself or an authentic relationship with yourself. And that can only bring greater fulfillment and greater understanding in all areas of your life. So one of the wonderful ways of destiny is to say that you might have had, let's say at the beginning of your life, a kind of hint or a little sketch, if you will, of what you wanted to achieve. But because, as I mentioned in three, that Mother Earth is working with the humanity this lifetime, then we all have the opportunity to perhaps move beyond that cosmic sketch that we rocked up with in the first place and say, hey, we can be greater, we can do a different path. We can actually acknowledge our spirituality where perhaps we hadn't really factored that in. So a lot of people are going to change miraculously and in a very accelerated way this lifetime. And I think that is so wonderful. And again, another big oxygen booster moment for your destiny, for your highest good, and of course the highest good of all. Okay, so last point today, number five. What does destiny fuel do in one's life? Well, of course, if you are connecting and you're looking into the spiritual steps as well as the practical steps in your life and merging those two with purpose and meaning and general fulfillment or holistic fulfillment as in a unified one, then of course you're going to be facing your fears quite a lot. Now, a lot of people will say, face your fears, easy. I'm not saying it can't be, but we are going to be facing fear in the fullest degree, not just in our heads. So it's not going to be a mental solution. It's going to be a solution in the sense of a unity of our heart and mind again. So yes, will we feel uncertainty? Absolutely. Will we feel progressive uncertainty and then say, hey, actually, really, that is just opportunity, or that is just risk, or is a form of unfoldment in our lives and our path? Yes. Will we learn to have faith? Will we learn to trust the immaterial? Will we learn to trust ourselves perhaps more than we ever have done? I think we will. And I think that's another beautiful aspect, that we will learn to harness those tools as we build our path of destiny. All right then, thank you very much for joining me for this episode number 44. If you like this content, then please don't hesitate to go to the website, yourtransformationhub.com. There are loads of episodes about different topics, and I really hope that they can be of service and can make you laugh and also help you appreciate all the progress and all the transformation that you're making on a daily basis. Thank you very much.